In December 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously met with our association members for an international gathering. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Qinghai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in the teachings of Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching, which Supreme Master Qinghai shared with our association members during the international gathering on December 13th, 2008.
Now, there is no end to what we have to do in this world, and still don't have much happiness in return. Sometimes you ask the man, say, yeah, I'm very happy. Ask the woman, no. Yeah, the man is easier to please. He has his home. He has a wife there, faithful to him. He has, you know, obedient children and a good job. That's all he wants. Not necessarily being famous or anything. No, no. It's easy to be satisfied. Too easy, perhaps. So sometimes women do not understand him. Because he looks so happy-go-lucky. And while we are boiling inside with things that we don't feel, that is up to our standard. But he's always happy. Honey, I'm home. There's something to eat. That's it. He comes home from work. He has something to eat. And he has a television and a remote control. Is that correct? Huh? Got it, yes. And maybe a case of non-alcoholic beer does help. Does make his life more bright and colorful. Before Master Qinghai, he has a case of beer with alcohol in it. And now, okay, he forsakes the alcohol to be a more noble person, but it helps if you have a case of non-alcoholic beer. That will do too, yeah? As long as it looks like beer. Yeah. And he would be very happy, you know? There will be no one else more happy than this guy. So he's very easy, you know? So I don't understand also why women are unhappy with the man that she married to. He's so cute, easy. Just a remote control and some beer, that's all he wants. And then you can do what you want. You are free from him even, you know. He doesn't even expect you to sit next to him and exchange the remote control with him. It's better he control all by himself. So you see, the woman, we need something more. We need something more than just TV, and we hate TV. Yeah. Supreme Master TV, okay, but anything else? Because when you're watching TV, all your attention is on the screen. No matter what program. Good program, okay. Bad program, okay. So-so program, okay too. And repeated program, okay too. Keep watching it. It doesn't matter. It seems like the television had a glue on it. So if a man sit in front of it, his eyes just glue onto it automatically. And woman, we like to hold hands, you know, and go out walk in the garden together, sharing some jokes, a story, renewing the relationship, talking, you know, sweet nothingness and all that stuff. So many women hate TV, you know, because when the man sit in front of TV, he's lost to the whole world. Not to talk about his wife or children. I'm just joking. Not all the men like that, right? They don't always hook in front of the TV, right? So in a spiritual practice, we need also theory, you see? in order to tell our mind that this is what we should do, and this is logical, and this is good. Otherwise, the mind don't want to do it. He like to go out enjoying, you know, watch television, coffee, and go out chatting with friends, or football, or whatever. Some men like to go out every day for drinking, yeah? And so left his wife alone, very frustrated and lonely. And in that case, also, the family will not be good, you know? Broke up later on. The man is happy, of course. He always says, yeah, I'm happy. I have a very happy marriage. Woman, no. Yeah, she needs more attention. She needs to tell him about how children are doing in school and how they're doing at home and what needs to be fixed at home, what more missing at home. Well, the man doesn't care too much. Some men don't care. Okay. So you see, even in this world, we have so much trouble and not all that pleasant. And this world is not all that beautiful. It is beautiful for what we know, but not as beautiful compared to even the lowest level of the spiritual world. And we still are so attracted to here, to all the things going on in this world, so attracted to all kind of toys here, that we sometimes hardly have time for meditation, hardly have time for contemplation. What to talk about up there? Here, if we want to go to coffee shop, for example, and you live a little bit farther from city, you have to drive your car, yeah? Go out even in the cold, the snow, the freezing weather to go get a cup of coffee somewhere just to sit with people, be socialized and talk with friends. In the astral world, to go somewhere, no need car, no need, you just can think and you go there. Or you have some other quicker instrument. You don't need car, you don't need to take so long. It depends on what level you are, of course. So how much more attraction, and you live long. You seem to live forever up there. You don't age. You don't look old. You don't feel sick. You don't ever know sickness, for example, like that. Yeah, rarely. Even if you're sick, they use a simple method and you heal very quick. So how would you have any heart to search for anything higher than that? Even though you know in the astral world, you would know that, okay, after a couple of 100 years or 1,000 years, you will die. Yeah, but then you still don't want to search for eternal life. Even here, we know maximum we live about 100-something years. We still don't want to seek eternal life. Not to talk about astral world. Therefore, the theory of practice is very important, to reason with the mind. Because a master who come into this world cannot use magical power, cannot use anything to attract people. Except when he's already a disciple, then the master help inside. They're together. Once they already agree, yeah, to go together back home, then the master can do many things for him. As far as the law of karma concerned, the master can give and take, you know, make and break also. It's more flexible with the disciples. But otherwise, it's difficult. So the master come here, it's not easy, yeah, have to reason with the mind also. Yes, the soul understand, the mind make trouble. Even after initiation, the mind still continue make trouble. Yeah? You just at home, sometimes you sit only 5 minutes, and then you think of many other things. Think of yesterday and today things, and even tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, and want to do this, want to do that. Oh, very difficult to settle down. Yeah? But here, you feel more settled down? Yes. After you sit for a while, the mind get tired and leave you alone. Truly, and you feel good, you feel comfortable, no? Yes. Yes. You have to truly concentrate on your practice because you came from far away. I appreciate that. But I hope you do appreciate your effort. I appreciate your effort. Yes, that you came from far away and you put down everything in your job and sometimes have to arrange difficult situations to come here. I appreciate that. But you must appreciate yourself. You must know that this time here is precious for you. Just meditate. 5 names. Sit. eat, and go back, sit. When you come here, when you sit in meditation, you must know the time is precious. The time is just for you. 24 hours, you have only 2 or 3 hours, and even if you have it. Sometimes you don't have. And during that 2, 3 hours, you think all kind of nonsense already. So you have only maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, truly concentration. So when you come here, it's easier. Yeah? Try to sit and meditate and concentrate. Whenever you forget to concentrate, you pull it back again. Yeah? Whenever your mind thinks something bad, negative, or not conducive to meditation, you pull it back again. That's how we get the habit going, you see? The good habit. Because we had bad habit all this life already. Not just this life, many lifetimes already. Collecting all the bad habit, and in the DNA also, when we were born. That's why in the Christian they say we have a sin from the ancestors, the DNA, the gene. Yeah? We're born with it. And then when we grow up, we collect more from the society, from the environment. Yeah, mostly bad things. So when we come here, try to train again. Yeah, for 3, 4 days, 1 week. Yeah, try to train the mind to sit still, not the body, the mind. But at least if your body sits still, maybe your mind slowly get tired. He try to move you, and then he's tired, and then later on, you get used to it, and after a while, you settle down. That's why we have to sit a little longer. In order to settle down. Even the same with sleeping. When you're in bed, you don't always immediately feel good, no? After a while, oh, comfortable, huh? Same with meditation. Now, I can only offer you some theory, either from the past master, present master, or from my own experience. But you are the one who has to assimilate it and digest it, and make use of it, you know? Just like you eat food, assimilate it, digest it, and then it becomes energy for you to move around. Similarly, the spiritual food offered to you, you must digest it and use it yourself. Now we go back to the series Tao Te Ching. This is one of the nice stanzas about humility. Who knows his manhood's strength, yet still his female feebleness maintains. As to one channel flow the many drains, all come to him, or beneath the sky. Thus he the constant excellence retains, the simple child again, free from all stains. Who knows how white attracts, yet always keeps himself within black's shade. The pattern of humility display in view of all beneath the sky. He in the unchanging excellence array, endless return to man's first state has made. Who knows how glory shines, yet loves disgrace, nor ever, for it is pale. Behold his presence in a spacious veil, to which men come from all beneath the sky. The unchanging excellence completes its tale, the simple infant man in him we hail. This is about simplicity and humility. In the beginning, it says something like, okay, who knows his manhood's strength, yet still his female feebleness maintain. As to one channel flow the many drains, all come to him, all beneath the sky. Thus he the constant excellence retains, the simple child again, free from all stains. Now let's check it out. A person who is very strong, for example, a man who knows that he has muscle and strength, but still he's gentle, like a feminine counterpart. He doesn't use his muscle to to threaten others. This is just physically speaking. He doesn't display his powers, yeah, just to impress anyone. On the contrary, he is gentle, yes, and sweet, as if he has some feminine quality in him. Actually, we all have some quality of female and male within us. In some, have more male quality dominates, then we call that a man. In some, more feminine quality dominates, we call her a woman. We were talking about a guy who has muscle and strength and the tendency of the primate. And he still use not his strength, but his tenderness. Uh-huh. Then this man is like a great channel to which all the drain flow into it. So it's like this man will gather all the other beings under the sky. That means all beings will come to him. That is the status of the master. Not necessarily that he became a master per se, like famous master or official, not necessary. He just attracts people. All beings, you know, maybe even animals come to him because they feel the love from that person, the tenderness, the true quality of human, be it a man or woman. Here they say man, but it's not necessary it's a man. Some woman also very muscular and very strong, you know? It's not necessary physical, but it's just a symbol.
Thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Please tune in tomorrow for part 3 of this discussion of Lao Tzu's teachings with Supreme Master Qinghai. And now, healthy living is up next, right after noteworthy news. Farewell and heaven bless.